This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
It's the final Sacred Fire of Liberty of the year 2018, heading into the 20th anniversary of the Robert Scott Bell Show in some form or another on radio. And Jonathan, you know, we've been friends for a long time, and you've been part of this show for a great number of years now. And I'm so grateful for that. Just want to acknowledge that in addition to the Merry Christmas that just passed us, that we've got a lot more to look forward to. And as I was facetiously complaining, that we got to remind folks how important liberty is.
Well, yes. Merry Christmas to you, Robert. And I want to be the first to congratulate you on your long run in radio. You have been an icon of health freedom and really just a wonderful, positive power horse that, you know, you've driven a lot of people to recognize the truth, but have done so not in a cruel way, not in a mean-spirited way, but in a positive, uplifting way. And your voice, which is familiar to so many now, stands as an important inspiration for our next generation to carry on, to carry the baton of freedom. And I sure hope that people listen to the program in ever greater numbers, because the threat to liberty couldn't be any greater than it is right now in this country.
Well, and you know how it is. It's a long view that we take. It's not one battle and done, right? And there are times where any one of us, we're human, we could be discouraged from time to time and wonder, hey, do people love liberty enough to stand up for it? I'm guilty. I've been there. I've said that. But the recognition is that sometimes if I'm down, I got Jonathan E. Moore to pick me up. If you're ever down, you know I'm here for you. We've got Cheryl Chumley. She may be calling in momentarily as well from Washington Times and all the great work that she does. Our friend Norm Singleton at the Campaign for Liberty. Michael Bolden, the 10th Amendment Center. There are a lot of key people that are alive today that recognize the value of the origin of this country, the reason it was formed, and the sacred fire of liberty that you talk about that we bring together here and rekindle every week together. It's something that just, it excites me to no end, which is good.
Well, the nation has changed considerably to it from a time when liberty was the watchword on every patriotic American's lips, and we've gone through an evolution, and now we're in a state where really those who value liberty tend to be in the minority so often, and it's necessary for us in those situations to marshal courage and to be strong advocates and to persuade those who really should understand fundamentally at birth that the blessings of liberty that you acquire by being a part of this great nation are so extraordinary, and you shouldn't have to be in a position of losing it all to come
right
to that realization. But so many are. So many mm-hmm. take it for granted, and they latch on to false doctrines like socialism,
yeah,
communism.
I know. We got a lot. Yeah, you're right. It's become more overt, and that could be good in some ways where we can call it out for what it is, but then so many people have been programmed to accept this concept of subjugation to government, which is the antithesis of our origin in the American Republic, that it is. Cheryl Chumley joins us now from Washington Times, and she is a stalwart defender of liberty. We love her dearly, and we've missed you, Cheryl, and it's so good to have you on. Merry Christmas, a couple of days beyond it, but we're glad to have you with us.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy almost New Year.
That's right. That's right. We were just talking about, again, our mission, of course, ultimately, in bringing liberty back to the people, or reminding them that that is their birthright. And you do this almost every day. You write an article at the Washington Times, of course, deeply rooted in principles that go straight to our real creator, which is not government. It is God.
That's right. God-given rights. That's the beauty of America, and that's the number one thing that we all need to be fighting for, because that's the big difference between our country and every other one.
Yeah, the recognition of the origin of our rights, where they come from, it matters. It makes a difference. This is not just a talk to make us, well, we're enjoying hearing our voice. There are principles that have been abandoned by many Americans, and we hope to speak to you in the coming new year to recognize, or help you recognize, how valuable this is, that you would not abandon it, and that if it's not for your sake, then for your kids and their kids. What country will they live in? What planet will they live on? Sometimes I wonder.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I read the comments beneath some of my commentaries and so forth, and you and I are Twitter friends, so I know that you read some of the attacks I get as well. But on Facebook, on Twitter, in the comment section, sometimes I see people write things about how ridiculous it is to believe the notion that our rights come from God. And it's such a wake-up call to me, because to me that just sounds so common sense. This is, in essence, what our nation was built upon, what the founding fathers envisioned for us all. And yet there are plenty of people out there nowadays who just find that such a radical idea. And they think when we insist upon it, that we are the ones that are so far away from what this country is supposed to be. It's just such a wake-up call when you hear from the other side.
Yeah, and Jonathan, of course, you have to do a lot of arguing within the court system in the U.S. government. And I just don't, as I've said for many years, I don't know how you do it without bathing every hour, dealing with some of the people you have to deal with. But at the same time, you know, recognizing where our rights come from, how many of those people in those courts actually acknowledge or know that?
I'm afraid very few these days, but I must say, and in full agreement with Cheryl, that if your rights come from the government, if that's your position, that your rights come from the government, then the government may take them away. If your rights come from God, however, God's law is eternal, and your rights will never be taken away from you because they are unalienable. And that's the fundamental premise of our Declaration of Independence, and that's why the Constitution vests sovereignty in the individual out of recognition that the individual is the person who has rights, not government. Government has no rights. Government is an enemy of the people's rights and was understood to be that, and has to be constrained in its power, and there has to be a check upon government power, and ultimately, government itself must be a defender of individual liberty, because if it is not, then it must be overthrown, because there is no freedom in a nation in which rights are not protected.
Beautifully said. And one of those fundamental freedoms we talk about in the First Amendment, although it's written out more than one thing, the fact is the government didn't grant us freedom of speech, freedom of religion, et cetera. This comes from a far higher place. But yet our freedom of speech is constantly under assault right now. And Cheryl, you've written about this recently with a friend. I used to appear on the show regularly when we were on the same network, Michael Savage. Apparently, they're trying to deplatform him, much like they're deplatforming many of my friends in the new media, will it be Pinterest or other things, when we have views that question, for instance, the sanctity of a vaccine, right? They inject aborted fetal cells into you and say, well, you can't say no to that. I mean, there's a lot of problems with freedom of speech today that it's not being honored.
Exactly right. And first off, I didn't know of your connection with Michael Savage. That's pretty cool. Small world. And second off, you're absolutely right. What's happening with Michael Savage is that despite his long-standing high ratings and his absolute huge fan base, there are big platforms platforms, WABC in New York City, one of them, one out in Chicago, one in L.A., and another, I believe it's in Atlanta, who would like nothing more than to boot the Savage Nation from its airwaves. And what they're doing now, come January 7th, Michael Savage, instead of having a three-hour radio show, will have a one-hour radio show to be followed by a one-hour podcast. But I guess these radio stations, in backdoor emails, in just personal emails between Michael Savage and his attorney and these radio stations, they're actually trying to reduce that one-hour show and one-hour podcast to nothing. So he's kind of living in limbo right now, trying to figure out, is he still going to have a radio show come January 7th or not?
Savage is interesting, and Jonathan, I don't know if you've ever met Michael Savage. I mean, he's obviously mostly a conservative, but he's got a very independent streak about him. He's always been about borders, language, and culture. Recognizing the consciousness of any country has to have some semblance of alignment. Doesn't mean everybody has to think the same, but in many ways he's been a supporter of Trump, but in many ways he's questioned certain things as well. But, the issue of the First Amendment, I know that we don't have a right to be carried on a radio show or syndicated radio studio. But again, there's a lot of overt threats to the information, the flow of information, when it comes to a real commitment to this level of liberty.
Well, one of the fundamental problems that we have is that the government still pretends to own the airwaves and legally does so and allocates the spectrum. And had we had a property rights approach, which is consistent with liberty, we would have had a different environment early on where there would have been competitive voices all over the place on the airways. But we still have certain bottlenecks in cities. There's a multiplicity of media outlets, and he can move to other outlets, and that will hurt these people who are really pushing a political agenda to squeeze him out. But his strength lies in his following. And it may take some effort, but I think that he'll always have a outlet that will carry his message simply because he is a major source of attraction for people and therefore advertising dollars, too. So even though there may be some boneheads at these stations who have a political scruple at odds with his and don't have any tolerance for an opposing viewpoint, there are many others out there who will embrace him, and even if they have political views different than his own, they'll appreciate that there's a massive audience that wants to hear what he has to say.
To your point, Jonathan, it's interesting, on a principle stance, that the government claims ownership of the airwaves. So where's private property in that? And the regulation of the airwaves, would there be more competition for more free-flowed voices like Savage's? You know, I've survived somehow. I'm about to enter my 20th year in broadcast radio, but at the same time, it's a minority voice. That's okay. At the founding of the organic American Republican form of government, I don't think the majority of people wanted to go to war against Great Britain. But a small, tireless minority that believes in liberty can do extraordinary things, even if the majority are not ready.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. I'll link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
It's a very special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Not only is Jonathan Ebord here live, but we have our dear friend, Cheryl Chumbly from the Washington Times. She does amazing work, and we were talking First Amendment when we started. Now we go to the Second Amendment, because, Cheryl, you have an article about toy gun buybacks? Really?
Yeah, really. I guess Hempstead, New York officials, they care so much about the safety of children that they not only discouraged parents and caretakers from purchasing toy guns for their kids for Christmas, but they also took the above and beyond step of hosting a toy gun buyback program for parents who wanted to get their kids to relinquish their toy guns and, I guess, therefore live happily ever after and never have any type of safety issues in their homes. I mean, this is just the crazy stuff we're dealing with in this over-the-top, politically correct, anti-constitutional times. And, you know, Americans need to realize that what used to be the joke, something that would be unheard of in America, it's just, it's a reality nowadays.
Well, you know, I think about growing up and playing cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians, whether we had our fingers pretending to be guns or we had the cap guns and everything else. The thought of banning now toy guns, or in this say, voluntarily turning them in, a gun buyback. What are they going to give them? Sugar-induced candies to give them diabetes, to make them good customers of the pharmaceutical industrial complex to replace the guns?
Well, there you go, right? It's, I mean, I don't know the long-term repercussions of this. To me, is more a propaganda-type thing where you start to train the children early on to fear guns, to fear the Second Amendment, and to run screaming from anybody who might own guns. It's just ridiculous, but I think this is just more the leftist agenda, the progressive agenda seeping into everyday Americans' lives.
Well, I am concerned about, you know, the Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives, and they're going to be working to try and water down or eliminate aspects of the Second Amendment, if not altogether, despite the government not having the authority to do so. The Constitution doesn't grant the government, the people didn't grant the government, the states didn't grant the federal government the ability to ban firearms, right? The right to keep and bear arms, that's not a negotiable subject, in my opinion. Jonathan, what do you think?
Well, this toy gun buyback thing for the clever kid in, what is it, Connecticut? For the clever kid in the state where they're doing this, he takes his old broken toy guns, brings them in, gets a few bucks from that, then goes out and buys brand new toy guns. It's an attempt at shaming people to avoid the exercise of freedom, to just simply disallow kids to have a good time, and to emulate, you know, one of the things that they just fail to recognize is that it's a good thing for kids to pretend that they're cops in the cops and robbers game. It's a good thing for kids to pretend like they're American soldiers fighting an enemy that's trying to take away American freedom. They act out their future existence. They stand up for protection of the innocent and defense of freedom. I mean, when I was a little kid, I tried to emulate my father, who was a military man in the United States military, and I would even to the point when I was a little teeny kid, the base commander had a commission me a non-commissioned officer in the United States Air Force and gave me a little uniform. I mean, this is we want our kids to understand that there's a good role to play with guns. And instead, these idiots go about shaming people. They shame them into not defending themselves. They shame them into not thinking that the police are great people. They shame them into thinking that the military is not a great thing in defense of our freedom. These are backward concepts that are ruinous when accepted by a large number of people. If there's anything Putin should be laughing about and slapping his knee over, it's these idiots who in the United States who are gaining political power based on destruction of institutions necessary to protect us from the very people Putin would like to have take over this country.
Well, including the acknowledgement that our rights come from a creator, not government, because that's the strength of America, ultimately. Cheryl, I know we haven't had you on in a while, and we're heading toward 2019. Any new exciting things we should know that you're going to be doing next year?
I am going to be wrapping up my artificial intelligence year-long series, and I'm going to be finishing a book about it. So hopefully that'll be coming out in this coming year. And you will be one of the first to get a copy of it. So look for that in 2019.
Oh, I can't wait. And I want to actually have you on maybe even a full hour to talk about it, because that's such a rising and important topic as this AI agenda seeks as well to eliminate individual liberty.
Yeah.
Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us. Stick around for just a moment when we go on the break just to chat, and then we'll be back with more of the Sacred Fire of Liberty and Jonathan Emore here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues in day six, President Trump holding firm on his demands.
So folks are saying, can we have some drones? Can we have technology? Technology is bells and whistles. You have to have a wall. You have to have protection. But when you say, how long is it going to take? When are they going to say that we need border security?
Republicans on the Hill are saying not to expect a vote before Monday. Crews in New York City are getting ready for the celebration on New Year's Eve. Now, along with a lot of that planning, we're also starting to see an increased police presence in New York City. NYPD Police Commissioner James O'Neill tells Fox News you always need to be alert.
Pay attention to what's going on around you. You know, not just on New Year's Eve, but each and every day. Maybe take off your headphones, stop talking into your phone, look around you, and if you see something out there that doesn't look right, dial 911, flag down a cop, because everybody's got a responsibility here.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's- let's continue to dive into these principles necessary for a functioning Republican form of government. Again, when I say that, it doesn't mean Republicans, the party. A Republican form of government is what we were guaranteed by the Constitution. Now, the question is, are we willing to stand up, know what it is, and defend it? Or even reinstitute it, if that is what we need to do at this point. Part of the thing we discussed with Cheryl Chumley in the first segment about Michael Savage, I remember him talking always borders, language, culture. Let's get to the borders issue, Jonathan. The Trump wall, right? I've talked about it like a cell in our body. We have a border. Our cells have a border, a membrane. It defends itself. It allows only that which is bent to nourish it to come in, or at least that would not harm it to come in. And we have become so corrupted and dysfunctional that we would, at least some of the electorate, Democrats in particular, would argue that anybody should come in, even if we have no controls on them, illegally. And how dare you even call them illegal? That's somehow a racist term. Where have they lost it? I mean, is it everywhere? Is there anywhere that there's common sense on the left on this particular issue?
No. The only logic here is the idea that you should bring down the American system of government and that you should take away the right of the people who have property to defend their property. That's what's driving this anarchy. The real motivating factor for Democrats is that the far left of the party, which has taken over the Democratic Party, has wedded itself to this notion of open borders as a utopian kind of model on the assumption that the whole world could hold hands, even though there are many, many in the world who have knives in one hand and they'll extend one hand, but only to slash your throat with the other. The point is that it's a naive viewpoint, extraordinarily naive, from a generation that has forgotten history, that has no education in the real world, and they are in control of the Democratic Party. So in any other universe, the idea that you would have a country that could not defend itself because its borders were open would be a cause for panic, distress in the extreme. People would be raising up their own parapets and standing there with weapons because the government itself would not protect them, because the whole of civilization could collapse. And instead what you have are masses of people on the borders of the United States coming up from South America, many of whom have ill intentions, and some of whom may well be terrorists, and many of whom are MS-13 or other gang members. Even if only a quarter or a third or a tenth of the population coming in illegally is of that kind, you've got a majority, overwhelming majority, that will be on welfare, that will sap the nation's resources. And so, you know, this is not acceptable by any stretch of the imagination. And yet you have a whole party that in lockstep is willing to shut down the non-essential parts of the government, but nonetheless things they value very much, in order to make their point that they want open borders.
Yeah.
Because there's no other explanation for this. They say that they throw simple words like border security. Oh yeah, I'm in favor of border security. But when you press them on that point,
define it.
They don't present anything that either you or I would recognize as border security. They want open borders. They want people to walk through into this country, whoever wants to, and to become a part of the welfare state and to vote Democratic. They want the future of the United States to be defined by a population that never had to agree to our Constitution, that never had to agree that they would defend this nation against enemies, that would never understand other nations to be enemies, that would come with their own flags into this country and would set up their own nations within the country. They're happy with that as long as they vote Democratic.
So imagine if we had Madison or Jefferson alive today, or they could see in the future, and they say one day there would be a partial government shutdown based on a disagreement over border security. How do we manage the borders? Who comes in? Who doesn't? And they'd ask the question, well, okay, partial shutdown. What does that mean? How many people would not be paid because it's a partial shutdown? And you said the number, 800,000 people on the federal government payroll, I think they would go, you know what? I think it's too late. You guys got to start over. That's just so far out of the bounds of where they thought this would go. Although they knew the potential was there if the people went to sleep.
The amount of money we're talking about that's being asked for by the administration is $5 billion. Why, $5 billion to me isn't a very large sum of money. The fact of the matter is it's less than 1% of the federal budget. And they didn't hesitate for a moment a few years ago to give $1 billion some odd to Trump to build a wall. It's just that they have now found it to be politically repulsive in the far left elements of the party, which controls the party, to do anything that in any way seems to be in cooperation with Trump. The Obama notion, hatched from his Georgetown townhouse complex, is resist. And that's a fundamentally unique idea in American history, that a party that is your opponent, even if it is doing things that you would otherwise favor if it came from your own party, you'll resist it if it comes from his, because you just will resist. It's an anarchistic idea that no matter what it is, you're going to resist it. And they call for violence. They advocate harsh measures of violence. And, you know, here they, on the one hand, they talk about the necessity for disarming every citizen. On the other hand, they're talking about going in and disrupting a dinner and make threatening statements outside of a person's home at 2 a.m. and to harass and cajole and to berate and even to beat up your opponent. That's not what this country's about. That's less lawlessness. That's a breakdown in the rule of law. But they seem to embrace it for their own cause. They suppress your right to free speech and scream to the hilltops that they have a right to their version of the facts and circumstances and their opinions. But your dissenting opinion must be snuffed out. We are in a very peculiar era in which people who proclaim themselves to be advocates of rights use that opportunity to suppress everybody else's rights who disagree with them. You're not an advocate of freedom if you suppress everyone's rights. You're not an advocate of freedom if you beat people up who disagree with you, or you ostracize them, or you kick them off a college campus. You're not an advocate of freedom. You're an advocate of fascism when you do that. There's no difference between a person who does that sort of thing and those who put together the Nazi movement in the 1930s and overtook the German Republic. That's a form of socialism called National Socialism. And they seem to embrace those tactics, but they don't even recognize that they are far closer to those they say. They condemn their opponents as Nazis using the very tactics that the Nazis used.
So, Jonathan, what do you see as far as this shutdown continuing? Trump is, you know, he's the most interesting president in our lifetime, you know, not coming from a traditional political background. His willingness to say, you know what, we need this, the people want this, by and large, I think the majority would say, yeah, we need to have good border security and a legitimate way to stop the inflow of those coming in illegally. You know, how do you see this thing playing out?
Well, I think that they have done something that they don't appreciate fully, has a boomerang effect in the end. And that is, when you say to a president like Donald Trump, who's not going to roll over, that we're not going to give you any money for your border wall, no matter what you think about it. We're not going to compromise with you. We're not going to come halfway. We're not going to do anything at all. We're going to resist everything you do. Well, his ability to do the same is equally powerful as President of the United States, having the executive branch. He can buck them and kick them. So you have a do-nothing Congress once again under Democratic control. The American electorate can look at that and say, hey, look, they promised us all of these things when they ran for office. They've delivered none of it, and yet they have instead, in a very childish sort of way, insisted on their position with no compromise whatsoever. And then there are these events that are inevitably going to happen if we don't protect our borders. So terrorists will come through the borders, and people who are criminals will come through the borders. We just had today another criminal event from an illegal in California who killed a legal immigrant officer. Now, here's a man who deserves our absolute respect, who came into this country for all the right reasons, who became a police officer, dedicating his life to protecting everyone else's. and an illegal alien comes in, not one like him who came in here, swore allegiance to the United States, and lived an upright existence, but one who came in here illegally, is going in to buy beer, comes out of the liquor store, and confronts this police officer and kills him.
Mm.
Now, this is what happens when you have no borders. And the people on the borders know this all too well. They've watched as crime has risen dramatically in their neighborhoods. They've watched as their cars have been stolen, as their property has been stolen, as drugs have become more prolific, as kidnappings have taken place, as murders have taken place, as the streets have become unsafe at night. They've watched all of this.
Jonathan, I want to apologize. I want to switch gears and talk about the pullout from Syria. Now, there's no timetable as far as I know, but on foreign policy, obviously there are a lot of different views on it. But in many cases, what's become to be known as a neocon foreign policy is to say we should be in wars without end. And Trump says, you know what, we've achieved our objective there. We can pull out our troops from Syria. And I think that, as Ron Paul advocated, if you just let Israel do its job in defending itself, Syria is not going to pose any threat, much less Russia coming into Syria. Now, that might be something that's untenable for some that want to control what Israel does, but there's a lot of nuance to the discussion, so it becomes a little bit more than it's about neocons or not. You know, it's hard to grasp it in the mainstream media.
Well, people in the mainstream media frequently hyperventilate. That's the common yellow journalism approach of modernity, is this hyperventilation about everything that Trump does, whether it's signing a MAGA hat in Iraq when he meets the troops, or anything he does is subject to severe criticism. Well, here, look, we had 2,500 troops in Syria. Their mission is largely limited. The president has American troops in Iraq that can be deployed within minutes into those very same areas. He has air power that he's already used just a few days ago to significant effect in blowing up more ISIS in Syria. There's no end to the war against ISIS. It's just an end to the presence of 2,500 American troops in Syria.
Yeah, I think this is a complete different foreign policy from Obama, who really, they didn't complain when he was there. Again, this is about people that don't like Trump more than anything else. But we can discuss foreign policy more. But I want to get a question of the day next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Belcher. All right, I'm talking about a dangerous respiratory virus next hour, as well as blood pressure issues, doctors, questions about medical care, about the migrants. We're going to get into that, and a little bit of the glyphosate weed killer, what we can do about it. But right now, final segment of the Sacred Fire of Liberty today with Jonathan Emord. We actually have somebody that's putting out a question for you, Jonathan, and we play this theme to get us warmed up.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes from Lori. Lori C. says, hello, RSP and Super Don. This is so not a health issue, but I'll go ahead anyway. The next time Jonathan Emord is on, would it be possible to ask him if he's ever been involved in a case or any cases involving Native American injustices? I've always wanted to support Native American tribal rights, but I'm so unwilling to trust that they are legitimate organizations. I've been burned many times by the Clinton-esque shill companies that draw you in, only you end up hearing that they were corrupt, didn't help anybody, just took the money. This is a common issue. If you really want to help folks, including Native Americans, Jonathan, is there a way to do it? Is it through the courts? Can we have individual liberty there? What do you think?
Well, it's a sad story with Native Americans from the time of the creation of reservations to the present. And there have been some notable victories on the part of Native Americans under treaties where they have, Supreme Court has construed treaties to allow Native Americans to claim land as their own and they've done a lot in many instances to develop the casino industry on Native American lands and to have free enterprise operating there. But, you know, there's been a lot of welfare. You're talking about a nation of dependency by and large, and there has been considerable amounts of alcoholism as a result of this dependency. So really the rights issue of the time for Native Americans is really one that is a result of the deprivation of liberty in exchange for a right to remain on a reservation, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs has constantly groomed Indians with special benefits of one kind or another in order to remain a people who did not become integrated into the rest of society but lived on reservations. And so the point is that we had better come to the realization that Native Americans are parts of America. They ought not be segregated away. They should be given the full rights and liberties of our people, but that also means weaning them from the federal government and enabling them to stand on their own and to live a life of independence and freedom, which carries with it the responsibility for taking care of yourself. And there are many in the Indian community who have achieved that, but there are also many who are in a state of dependence who really live in under welfare. This is not unique to the Native American community in that sense. It's also been true of many other communities in our country that have come here and have not been able to be integrated into society because of prejudice or other historic things that have limited access to those opportunities, and they become a part of a permanent welfare state. Well, that has to change, and we have to have freedom be the watchword. We have to take away benefits at the same time as we extend opportunities. We need to create enterprise zones where taxes are reduced and opportunity to develop free enterprise is encouraged so that people can become integrated into America. We're not Native Americans. We're not Black Americans. We're not Irish Americans. We should be Americans. We have unique cultural histories, but in the first and foremost, we should recognize that we are Americans regardless of our race, our national origins. We must be devoted and united under one constitution, an e pluribus unum approach.
Yeah, you want to break the human spirit, and it could be Native American human spirit, any spirit. You enslave them slowly over time and over generations to the point where they only foresee benefits through dependency. And it will break you emotionally and spiritually unless you know, want it bad enough that you'll fight back, you'll push back. And the argument here is for individual liberty, no matter what your origin or ancestry. And that's what we would always argue for here, Jonathan. And I appreciate you so much helping me to elucidate these things over time.
You bet.
So, folks, again, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, a very special hour here once a week. And the archives are available for all of the shows, including now simulcasting through YouTube as long as we can. And we appreciate you joining us and sharing the show. Also on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. And our home and broadcast radio syndication is GCNLive.com. We'll be back after the news break. And it was great having Cheryl Chumley back on with us as well, Jonathan. Thank you so much. And remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.